Can you tell me more about what it was like when you were in the field? I guess I don't really even know what it's like. If you have a program of students, would you be the person in charge of their program out in Indonesia, taking them around?
Yeah, exactly. I'd be there. So we have three teachers or guides that are with our student groups. And so I've done that many times for semester programs, which are 3 months long, and then summer programs, which are 4 to 6 weeks long. So I've spent collectively years in the field with students, which is different than classroom learning because you're really on 24/7 responsible for supervision and for the learning. And I love that work. And I think it's kind of, you know, it's one of the paradoxes of education, which is the kind of more experience or time you spend teaching, the more likely you are to be an administrator and not actually teaching. But for me, that's actually translated to working with our instructors. And so I do a lot of training and teaching within our instructor community, which I find really fulfilling too. But I do miss the student facing part as well. So.
Yeah, it's sort of like you described earlier how as adults, we really only start to feel that openness and excitement to learn when we go travel to these very foreign places. But to be able to see that in an actual kid and help them learn about what the world is like, I can only imagine that's a very fulfilling experience.
Absolutely. I think some of my most meaningful and most proud moments in life are from working with students, especially in that adolescent age range, because it's such a privilege to be let into someone's life as a mentor when they're figuring out who they are, their identity in the world, and how they want to show up and what they're passionate about. And I think it's a really ripe opportunity for students who maybe grew up in a place where their identities are really externally defined. So when you're in high school, so many people are telling you who you are, like, you're a soccer player, you're a musician, you're in this class, or you're with this clique of people, and you wear this type of clothes and listen to this type of music, and you should go to this college or do this career. And there's all these external signposts telling you constantly this is who you are. And when you take a student and take them out of that kind of identity pressure cooker of that has really for maybe the 16 years of their life has been what's defined who they are, and then you put them in a context where many of those things actually don't carry weight. They don't translate. If you're in a homestay in Bolivia and the family doesn't care that you were the captain of your debate team, the family doesn't care that you hang out with this person or what clothes you wear, it doesn't have the same cultural currency. So then you kind of have this really unique opportunity when those things fall away, those pressures fall away, those identity markers fall away, you have this opportunity to say, okay, well, who am I? You know, who am I, and how do I want to be in the world? How do I want to act with other people in the world? And I think even when we take away language facility, which so much of our communication is dependent on language, and you're in a homestay where you maybe are not fluent in the language or are even just a beginner in the language, you have to connect with people on a different level. And it's amazing the kind of connections you can form without even speaking the language. Mm-hmm. And you realize, like, wow, I'm connecting in these ways that resonate that are not based on my vocabulary.
How again did you find Where There Be Dragons?
So I started doing kind of experiential education, wilderness guiding in college.
Okay.
And essentially wanted to travel and had some experience in Guatemala and speak Spanish and spent time there. And so I kind of started to look at ways to work with groups in the setting that I really enjoyed doing and to do that and to travel kind of, you know, selfishly. Yeah. I wanted to keep exploring and do that too. So that's kind of how that came about.